Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Bits. This is Quinn.
Hey, this is Claire.
And this is Paulina.
Hi, ladies.
What's
Hello, hello.
Ladies?
It's nice to be together again.
Oh, yeah. How was your orienteering race?
Oh, you know, it's a tough time of year. Everybody's
Well, it's
really on their
chilly.
game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's really on their game anyway.
Well,
hey, before we go down this, before we go down that ridiculous rabbit hole, I just want to remind everyone to subscribe to The Bits on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also leave a review if you like us and tell your friends, because that really helps us a lot. So that is all. Let's get in to the bits this week.
All
Yeah,
right,
let's do it.
Let's fire it off.
So I do want to talk about the NFL real quick, as per usual. We have a lot of fantasy football discussions together and also with other friends. And there's some gals that listen to our podcast who mentioned that we haven't had a fantasy tip of the week in maybe
In
one
a
or two
few
weeks,
weeks.
maybe a couple weeks. So, and it like times are dire right now. It is like do or die in fantasy leagues right now, because the fantasy football regular season is almost over and we are almost in fantasy football playoffs. So we also have a lot of trade deadlines in different leagues happening. Either they just happened this past week or they're happening this week. So there's a lot, you know, people are tense. People want to know what's going on in fantasy and they want some tips for how to succeed. So as your resident self-proclaimed fantasy football expert,
you don't even have to be self-proclaimed. I'll give you that title.
Yeah, you're pretty on top of it.
Yeah.
I am on top of it. Let's put
you
it
have
that
credit
way.
Where credit is
I am
due.
On top of it.
You are in four leagues.
Side
The fact
note.
That you are
Yeah.
still with us today is shocking, and that you have maintained both your social relationships, your marriage, and a job. You're fully employed still, and you manage four teams. That's impressive.
Well, it helps when one of the leagues is all my work team members. So, like, both my bosses are in that league. So that also helps, because fantasy football is a big topic of a conversation at the office as well. But yeah, somehow my marriage is still intact, and also my interpersonal relationships. But
Actually,
right
we need
now,
to talk later, but other than that, yeah,
oh,
these are great.
you know what? You want to derail any meeting in a workplace environment, bring up fantasy football. If you have anyone,
100%.
It's so funny. Like, I think actually my coworker is doing this on purpose when he gets bored in a meeting, where he's like, so how's fantasy looking? I'm like, okay, well, yeah, let's go down that road. That's a 20
It's
minute
true.
conversation.
Listen, yeah, we don't have anything on the books. We don't have an agenda for this meeting. We might as well just dive in.
People who are involved with it love to talk about it. Like, that's just a fact. So
it's hard not to.
So
or
apologies
maybe
if you're not in fantasy football. Just, you know, ride this out and get into it next year, because you're missing out.
You are missing out. And if you are unprepared for a meeting and you need a way to just like throw off that meeting and derail it into a direction that you want to talk about something else, you should probably wise up on fantasy football, because that is a fantastic way to distract.
Fantasy tip of the week: how to derail a meeting. How's your lineup looking?
Exactly. There you go. I don't even need to do a fantasy football tip
What's
of the
your
week.
projected points this week? Are you
Yeah.
going to win? Or
those
you
are
know,
some icebreakers.
Speaking of derailing, we've promised ourselves we're going to stick to time, and we're running out for this segment. So,
okay, on we go.
We fell into our own trap. How do you like that? Yeah. So we could talk about trades, but I think what I'm going to talk about is the fact that, yes, we're encountering some buys at the moment, but next week is what many people might refer to as bipocalypse.
Yeah.
And
I had one last week.
Did you have your bipocalypse already? I think most teams are on bye next week, with a lot of many a bye. Well, a lot of teams with, you know, big fantasy starters. So week 12, bipocalypse for many. We have got a lot of fantasy studs that are not going to be startable next week. Okay, we've got the Atlanta Falcons, so Bijan Robinson, Kirk Cousins, who's actually been quite good minus this past weekend, but like that's fine. Typically, he's been quite consistent. Buffalo Bills, James Cook, Cincinnati Bengals,
Jamar Chase.
Texas, no, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase, Jacksonville Jaguars. I've got a few Jaguars on my squad. I don't know how
Yeah, I
great they've
traded you
been.
one.
Yes, and honestly, he was really good for about a week, which is fine. I needed a win that week, so that one maybe isn't as dire, despite the fact that I do have a few of those Jaguars on my team. New Orleans Saints, Taysom Hill. I mean,
He
damn!
blew up last
Like
week.
what? Like 50
Well, you.
points or something? 40
Oh,
points?
yeah.
That
Yeah,
was
who had him?
wild. I
Yeah.
have him in our shared league. Yes, so
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, what just happened?
I
I
know
picked
that.
him up. He was unclaimed in our
In a
other
different
league.
league, the
Congratulations.
fact that he was unclaimed
Congratulations.
is just it makes the rest of us in
Well,
that league look like an idiot.
you just picked him up last week too, didn't you, Paulina?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was unclaimed post waivers this week is ridiculous. Like, how did so many of us miss that, right? We've got the New York Jets with Breece Hall. So there's a
Big
lot of
week.
there's a there's a it's a big week, right? So if you aren't planning ahead and looking at what the hell you're going to do next week, then you are not doing this correctly at all. You need to, if your trade deadline is this week and it hasn't already passed, you need to start hustling to make sure that you have what you need for week 12 to fill in for those players. Or check on the waiver wire. Oh God, Kamara as well is out, like because of the Saints. Taysom just had like the most explosive week ever, so I almost forgot about one of the main studs of New Orleans, which is Kamara. So, yeah, it's gonna be a bit of an issue, but if you're planning ahead, you should be okay because a lot of people are gonna be in the same boat, right? The chances of you playing someone in your matchup next week that they are also in the same situation. Everyone's going to have to be a little scrappy, scraping the bottom of the barrel, finding those backups. But if you're a little bit more efficient, then you should come out ahead, hopefully.
All right, I'm cutting you off now.
Yep,
You're
I'm
cut
done.
off because
I'm
it's
done.
time to talk about the Grey Cup, which, girls, tell me. Just hit me straight with it. Talk about the Grey Cup right now.
I heard Toronto won, and I
Yeah.
heard
A Winnipeg was
I
in
heard
it.
it I heard there it was I heard it was well attended.
Yeah. I found out it was in Vancouver. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I was
And the Jonas Brothers were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do a sports podcast, as you all know, with these two. And
Yeah.
when I texted them about the Grey Cup on Sunday, they said, "Oh, the Grey Cup was today?"
Okay. I mean, yes,
I'm
that
gonna be.
happened.
I was watching football, if that
Me too.
helps.
Yeah.
I was watching Sunday night football, for NFL. So sue me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, the last Grey Cup I probably watched was when Shania Twain did the halftime show, for
I
obvious
mean,
reasons.
that was a great one. That was in Ottawa, I believe.
I don't know.
Came out in the
You know
sled.
what, Quinn? Now you're just showing off. Okay.
Yeah. So Quinn is obviously, as some of you already know who listen to us regularly, Quinn is our resident CFL advocate,
And
hard diehard
AKA.
advocate, and she's trying to
AKA
get us in.
Canadian sports boomer.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, we can agree that people of a certain age are more tuned into CFL than others, right?
And
I
the
believe my
CFL needs to get
response,
younger. And so that's
yeah.
why I'm here to be an advocate.
I believe my response to your question of whether or not I knew the Grey Cup was on was sending you a photo of my dad winning a raffle prize at a Grey Cup party that he shared with my family, which is why I knew the Grey Cup was on. And we've talked about a Grey Cup is a good time, and I've only ever been to them with my dad.
I can absolutely see how going to the Grey Cup in person would be really fun. I would
And
not be
frankly,
opposed.
we blew it. This year, it was the first time in 10 years that it was in Vancouver. They obviously have a closed-in stadium, so it would be nice and warm because imagine sitting out at Commonwealth today.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
So
What
yeah,
did
like we kind of
you
missed
think of the
out.
game? Yeah,
Well, you know
quick
what?
summary, quick
You
highlight.
know, frankly, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the big favorite, Zach Collaros, Uncle Zach. This will be a reference we come to later. Oh,
I don't
I know.
know. I
Oh my
do.
God.
Go on. I
Yeah,
go
I
on.
don't know who
Okay.
that is. Yeah, I know, I know. Through a number of picks, and Winnipeg is the better team, was the better team than Toronto.
So
And
Winnipeg
kind of
was favored to win. Yes.
oh,
That
by
okay.
far. Yeah, they were the better team.
Long ago, like earlier in the CFL season, everyone was saying like Winnipeag is the team to beat. So
Well, they
I
started
did know that.
0-4. They had a tough start to the season. We know
Yeah.
what tough starts to the season are like, and then finishing as the runner up. Anyways,
Yeah.
Zach Collaros just wasn't good enough. He got a little hurt. He's never thrown with a glove, and he tried to wear a glove to cover up his hand that was hurt. Didn't work. Threw some picks at the end of the game. They were within reach, and he threw a pick six. So I would say that it was the offense. It was Zach Collaros that was a bit of the problem, and that's going to be something that Winnipeg has to look at down the road. But speaking of Uncle Zach, like I know that you have something to announce, Paulina.
Yeah,
You
what
told
did you
us.
learn about the Grey Cup?
Oh, well, I do have an announcement, and it's that I am actually going to become a CFL fan. I'm going to make a more concerted effort, and it's due to one reason. And that reason is I saw great, dearly beloved teddy bear Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles and one half of the Kelce brother duo decked out in Winnipeg Blue Bomber gear
You've been
before.
influenced.
I have been influenced. That is all I needed to see. If Jason's in on the CFL, then like, what the hell are we doing?
Okay, so the Uncle Zach comes from. Do you know why? Do you know why he's a Blue Bombers fan, not an
No, did
Elks
not
fan,
look
not
into
a.
it further.
Okay, yep. That's. I love that
Uncle
for you
Zach
and for the
is
rest of the CFL because look at that. Like all she needed was that endorsement.
That would
But
go a
yeah.
long way. That probably went a long way with a lot of people. He is a
He's
very nice,
the
he's a
thing.
very
He's Uncle
well-liked man.
Zach. He's
Listen,
Uncle
okay.
Zach because
Uncle
they were.
Zach is Zach Collaros, the quarterback of the
Oh,
Winnipeg Blue
okay.
Bombers. They played together in Cincinnati. They know
They were
each other from
roommates.
college. They were roommates.
Oh, good fact.
And this is my thing. So this is where my rant comes in. The
Okay.
CFL gets absolutely no respect from a lot of Canadians. I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of American football players who have mad respect for the CFL. Every single American guy in the CFL has played likely in college or on an NFL team with an NFL player. NFL players pay attention to the CFL. Every NFL player who has come up to the CFL has said incredibly good things about the CFL, about how it's an incredibly high level of football. It's a difficult level of football because the field is so much bigger, the ball is bigger, only three downs. So it's just interesting. Like listen, I'm so stoked. I'm really glad. I'm really happy that Jason Kelce influenced you, but I'm just telling, like, this is the only people that don't respect the CFL are Canadian football fans for some reason. But I'm going to
Well,
tell you that
I'm
American
going to be
football
devil's
players.
advocate here because one of the things about NFL is that we're very invested in fantasy and that kind of has developed my love for the game. I don't have a home team. I would say that the Elks have not been doing us any favors the last
No.
couple of years. So it's been a little bit hard to get to. We have a home team and like we all love game nights in the sun at the Commonwealth. But they have just been brutal for
Yeah,
a few years
100%.
now. So I think hopefully with some energy in that team, maybe that'll bring along some more Edmonton fans. But actually, that might be a good segue, Quinn, because I think you have some news on the Elks too,
Well, the
right?
Edmonton Elks have made, a bit of a splash. I guess it was something that was circulating for quite a while, but the Edmonton Elks have hired for president of football operations and general manager. They have brought back Ed Hervey. So
Okay,
Ed
who's that?
Hervey was a receiver for the then Edmonton Eskimos.
Okay.
Very, very highly touted receiver. Here is a really, really fun fact about Ed Hervey, though. I have a lot of fun facts. So let me just go, let me just start back there. So when I was working as a reporter at Global Edmonton and covering invested, highly, highly invested in the CFL, covering the Edmonton football team, Ed Hervey was the GM. They won a Grey Cup in 2015 under his management. And so Ed Hervey, you guys, was he grew up in Compton. So he is in a so Ed Hervey grew up in Compton, and Ed Hervey is actually in the in NWA music video, the
Oh.
one where I think it's Straight Outta Compton, where they're driving and there's an overpass and there's all these kids looking over and like waving in the music video. And Ed Hervey is in that because he grew up in Compton and they all heard at school that they were going to shoot that music video. So all the kids left school
Oh,
and
how cool
went
is
and are
that?
in that video.
That's
Anyway,
pretty
so
cool.
fun
That
fact
is a
about Ed
good, that is a
Hervey.
very fun fact.
Yes. So Ed Hervey kind of coming in, like he's a real no bullshit guy. Like just straight up.
Yeah, like
He's made some
are we
enemies.
excited about that? Are you
Yeah, how do
excited
we
about
feel?
this?
How do you feel, Quinn? Because you
Really
know this. Okay.
smart football guy, obviously put together a championship team. I will say good things about Ed Hervey. Ed Hervey was an interesting guy. Like when he was in Edmonton, he was prickly, he's pretty straight to the point. He was always pretty good to me. Like he spent a lot of time talking to me and kind of teaching me about football and kind of like the way that general managers think about football. Like I remember he was like, if you're a receiver, like don't come in with demands because you're a dime a dozen. I can find five other receivers that are just as good as you. Like it is rare to have a receiver that is going to get like a whole lot of love because there is just so many out there, which I thought was so funny. So to this day, I always kind of laugh. Like I'm like, yeah, dime a dozen guy.
Keeps you humble.
Yeah, keeps you humble for sure.
So,
Yeah,
like,
so I mean, some
what's
of
the
the decisions
general
he made,
reaction, do you think? Like, is this an exciting, risky,
I think a lot of people are gonna be pretty excited because I think he is a really good football mind. This organization needs to kind of just like get back on track, and he knows that, and he wants to come in and do that. I mean, every guy wants to come in and do that, but Chris Jones just kind of like was Chris Jones and just kind of had his
What
own
does like a,
personality and
sorry,
just kind
may I
of
ask
own
the
ego.
question? Like, what does a VP operations, is that what it is, the
VP of
GM?
football operations and general manager. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah. So
so two hats.
he just will like just any kind of football ops. So like hiring of coaches, hiring of,
Yeah, I mean,
you know, just
it's
kind of
that's
running
big.
the football team. Whereas
Yeah.
the president, who is Chris Morris, who was a former Edmonton football team member himself, he's been hired as the president of the Edmonton Elks organization, which we'll wait and see. I love Chris Morris as a human being. He was the coach at U of A when I worked there. Incredibly wonderful man.
Okay.
Got time for everybody. Great football mind. Don't know about. I don't know about the business side. I'm worried about
Okay.
that.
Kind of
So I'm willing
interesting
to give
though,
him a
because
chance.
is that's kind of the knock against him. If there, I mean,
Yeah.
I think, the Hervey news has been more positive in general. Like, I most of the things that I've seen, people seem to be pretty excited to have him. But the president position, there's some pushback because there's maybe a little bit of there's a bit of concern around like experience. Okay.
I would say, especially just with like with an organization that needs to grow its fan base, right? You know, so
100%.
what's the business sense? But also, you know what? He took a derelict, like a pretty bad University of Alberta Golden Bears football program and turned it into a winning team. And there's more than just football involved with that. So I'm willing to like just kind of see. I'm worried. I'm not gonna lie. I'm worried. Ed Hervey, I think, will get them on track. I actually just read a column. It seems that he came in a little bit softer. He just, you know, he was rough around the edges. Like, you know, and I think he would be the first to say, I'm from Compton. I grew up in a tough world. And, you know, he did say that, right? And so there's an edge to him. But I just read Jerry Mottajong's, who's been a long time reporter for Post Media, covering the Edmonton football team, and said that, he kind of looks like a different guy. He's just come in a bit softer. He's not going to come in with this like iron fist, and he's ready to play ball and get this organization back going. And one thing that I read that is he's going to go to players across the league and say that it's warm water in Edmonton. Get here. We're
I
going to be
like
a better
that.
team.
Well, and
We
it's
need
under
warm
new
water in Edmonton.
ownership. Proactive. We need someone that's proactive. And I
Under new
think,
ownership too, right? As of
yeah.
August, Larry Thompson
Larry
took
Thompson, yeah.
over, and he's the only private owner outside of one other team in the league, I think. Like this, I think he was
But
involved
there's a lot of
already.
community-owned teams. Calgary, they're owned by like Calgary Sports and Entertainment, like the Calgary Sports Entertainment Group. But
I
yeah,
mean,
so
yeah,
it's
so like it sounds like there's lots of change, and so
that's a
maybe,
change
yeah.
is probably good though, I think. I
Well,
mean,
and frankly, just there's going to be a little bit more level-headedness in my view with Ed Hervey compared to Chris Jones. Chris Jones was like, give a guy a quick chance. If it didn't work, he's gone. And so there was just no continuity. And one of the big things that I find for me with the CFL is that guys change teams so often that nobody gets to fall in love with
There
that
you
player.
go. I was thinking that. So I was like, what is it about the CFL and the Elks? Because we're such a passionate sports town, right? I was like, what is it about the Elks that just does not have
Well, and it
that
used to be
magic?
a...
And it's because we don't have any stars.
Well, we
There's no
don't
Gizmo.
now. We did for a long time. And you know what? Like there was Ricky Ray was a great quarterback for the Edmonton football team. And then we went on to Michael Riley, who was a great football player. And then the problem is that they have Trey Ford, who's a great young quarterback. They kind of put him in and out of the lineup, and now, his future is a little uncertain. And
But
so
there needs
there's
to be
just
time for people to fall in love with players, like you said. Like,
and
we need
Chris.
to make stars out of these guys by creating the hype around them, by allowing them the time to build that momentum and get that excitement from the audience. So
And
that I
Chris
think
Jones
that
was the
makes, yeah, was
absolute
not going
worst
to
for
do that.
it.
Yeah, working completely against that idea. Yeah, sounds like. So I think Hervey is going to be good for the team based on everything that you have said. And I think change is really good for this team right now. And
Well, Sheryl Crow said it best. A change would do you good.
I was like, if it makes you happy, yeah. A no-nonsense guy, though, who didn't come in thinking that he knows it all, or at least that's not the impression that he gave when he was talking today. But not gonna take
So
any bullshit.
we're gonna circle back on your fandom. Paulina, come
Well, last
next
pod, she
season.
said that she's willing to be a Rough Riders fan, so
Yeah.
I'm leaning into that and I'm
Yeah.
comfortable with that.
Okay.
So, like, she's a Riders fan and that's fine.
We'll
That's
circle
fine.
back. We'll circle back.
Okay.
I can't wait for regular CFL updates next summer.
There you go.
Speaking of like star power, the PWHL is their second season is kicking off at
That's
the end of the
right.
month. Yeah, so their second season starts November 30th. They've got two games, Boston versus Toronto, Ottawa versus Montreal, which should be exciting. And they're starting their they each team has like so they're starting their preseason right away. Each team has two games, two scrimmages, which is much better than the NHL preseason, which was literally never
Eight.
ending.
Mm, God, no
Ugh.
kidding. I
So yeah,
agree.
they've got two scrimmages this week, so teams can make their final cuts by the 27th for the season start of November 30th. But really cool is that this week, by the time this airs, tickets will be on sale for their PWHL Takeover Tour, which I'm super excited about. I would love for the Bits to go. Maybe we can get some live hits while we're there or something. But Ottawa Charge is playing.
Toronto Scepters?
Yes, Toronto and Ottawa are playing in Edmonton, one of nine cities in this PWHL
We have
takeover.
been so spoiled with women's sports. Like the WNBA had that game here, and then now we get a PWHL game. I'm loving this for us. So
This
this is great.
has to mean a PWHL team will come to Edmonton.
It's got
I
to.
mean,
And I could see it
it's
happening for
definitely a
next year. Has to.
test. It's
Yes.
a market test for
We
sure.
are such a hockey city. Like it would make so much sense.
I love it so much. Could you
I would be
imagine?
all in. I would be all in. Not the way don't think that I would be a CFL type of fan for the PWHL. I would be all in on this.
I thought you maybe like lost a little pep in your step when you found out that Boston wasn't going to be named Boston Wicked.
Well, I was a little sad about that, but that's fine.
Yeah, you're going to come back. That's good.
Right now I am cheering for the Boston team just like as my team because these are the options that we have.
Yep.
But if we get an Edmonton team, like pff,
Oh,
all in.
all the
Yeah.
gear.
All the gear.
Several episodes ago, we talked about Taylor Swift and the likeness of her video in the cheerleading costume to the Toronto Scepter logo.
Oh, big
I don't know
time.
if you.
Yeah. From the Shake It Off video.
And then, of course, Swifties are going nuts in Canada right now. She's in the middle of six shows in Toronto. So
Yeah.
they actually did a Swift jersey for her, which I thought that was really cute.
Obsessed.
They.
How incredible would it be if she came out on stage with that Toronto Scepters jersey? Like,
It's a game changer for the Toronto Scepters,
it would be.
frankly.
Are you kidding me? It would be huge. It would be
Yeah.
massive for
I
them.
haven't seen any videos of that, but that would be very
Well,
cool. I
she's playing
agree.
in Toronto this weekend.
Yeah,
She's
she's been
playing
there all
tomorrow.
week.
I know some people going.
God, it's
Yeah,
still going on.
I
Yeah.
know someone who went on Monday night. So anyway, yeah, and keeping with the Sheryl Crow theme now because I'm stuck on that. They made some rule changes, and there's one that I was curious to get your take on. And I'll be embarrassed if this is already a rule that I'm not aware of in the NHL, but I don't think it is. If you get a penalty, you have to stay on the ice until after the face-off. Your team has to stay on the ice until after the face-off. So you can't
Oh,
make a
so
line
like you
change.
can't make a line change.
If
Oh,
I'm
wow.
understanding that
So
correctly.
that exists in the NHL, but only on icing.
Yes.
So if
So they're doing
you
that for
ice the puck,
penalties.
but they're doing it with, oh, wow, that's going to be a big game changer because the team on the power play is going to be able to bring fresh legs out. You're a man up. Ooh, I'm excited to see how
Let
that
me just
goes.
confirm. Let me just
It'll be
confirm
interesting to see
that.
how that plays out. It's different, but it doesn't. I don't know that I feel like it's a bad thing or
No, I
a
think it'll
good
be
thing. Yeah,
interesting.
I think
Oh,
it'll
I
just
think
be
it's going to be
interesting to see
great. I
how it
like that
plays
one.
out.
It's called the no escape rule.
The
The rule
no
requires players.
escape.
Yeah, isn't that good? The rule requires players on a team that take a penalty, which leads to penalty time, to remain on the ice until after the faceoff that resumes action. Similar to the current no player change rule that governs icing the puck.
Well, now I can't wait to see some penalties.
Yeah, and
Let's
then if you are.
call that my favorite mistake.
One of the other ones they added some clarification to body checking. I think there was some inconsistency in how that was being refed last season. I love to see the hitting. I thought it was
Oh.
badass. And so some consistency there.
That was
And then some,
always missing in women's hockey. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they also just tightened up some like of the basically what we saw happen to Nurse in Edmonton, which we haven't talked about, but it's been talked about, hits to the head and just they were added some clarity around that and the severity around that. So cool to see them innovating and like,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
adapting and changing and also not just doing what the NHL is doing. They're making it their own and it's super exciting.
Which is great.
I'm
I
really
agree.
excited to see this season.
And
So
it'll be
they're
fun to see if the NHL were to like maybe take that rule as well. Like that would be
right.
great to see them like looking at the PWHL as like a great
Yeah.
rule there.
Okay, the other really cool thing, I know we got to wrap it up, but the other really cool thing I wanted to say, just super exciting about PWHL because my son plays Chell all the time. All PWHL rosters and teams will be available on 2025
Oh,
Chell.
sick. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Amazing. How cool is that?
Love to
Like,
see
you can
it.
currently play Team Canada, Team USA lanes, but the actual PWHL teams, jerseys, players, all available to play on 2025. That's very cool.
Fantastic.
Very
Love
cool
to
for the
see
sport.
it. Okay, so excited for that, and also manifesting Taylor Swift wearing a Scepters jersey on stage at our next
Good
show.
call.
We
I
love
like
that.
that.
So
Now on to our sponsored portion, which is absolutely not sponsored at all.
No, but
But
Quinn,
I mean,
there's something exciting happening this weekend, and it's an excellent pregame to the Oilers
I
game on
would say
Saturday, I
basically
would
it's the
say.
world's greatest pregame. So on
Well,
Saturday, the
let's hear
Edmonton
it.
Downtown Business Association has Downtown Winterville, a one-day winter festival kicking off the holiday season.
And it's
We
super
have
wintry all of a sudden, so
It's
it's
going to be
perfect timing.
super wintry,
So
and it's supposed to
perfect.
snow that day.
Oh, I
We're going to
love
have
it.
trees, Christmas trees lining the street. We have window paintings of like nostalgic snowmen, and it's really cute. I didn't deliver that line very well, but that's okay. There's window painting. We have lighting, live music from 5 to 8.
Lots of family-friendly stuff
Lots of
too. It sounds
family-friendly
like something
stuff.
for everyone. There's drinks
Crafting.
for the
Well, I'm going.
non-family-friendly stuff as well. I went to Winterville last year and it was amazing. I'm really excited to do it this year. Nothing I love more than a live concert and like a beer outdoors. Like, can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to that Rangers game on Saturday. So you have convinced me to hit
Listen to
Winterville first. this.
I love
And
a pregame.
we know we can't compete with the Oilers, so our festival runs from 3 to 8 p.m. So you know what? Have a couple quick outdoor pops, listen to some live music on
I love it.
104th Street,
There you
just
go.
2 blocks from the rink.
And then go to the arena, go to the arena, or then go into one of the
And it
bars or pubs
might
to
be
watch the
warmer
game.
outside than in the arena.
There you go.
Well, my seat
I
specifically.
heard a rumor that Edmonton Sports Talk is doing their
And
show
from
live.
Kelly's, yeah,
Yeah, I love
from
it. We love
Winterville.
Kelly's.
Yeah, from Winterville. So pre and post game show, Tom Gazzola will be at Kelly's. So there's a lot of reasons to come to Winterville on 104th Street between 3 and 8 p.m. on Saturday, November 23rd.
Love
I
it.
love it.
See you on 104th on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see you
And
there, or
see
we'll see you on another
you
time.
on another time.
Bye,
Okay,
ladies.
see you later.